The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
Angels, all things paranormal. This is Angel Talk.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Angel Talk. I'm Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium, and I bring you a special guest today. I have Helen Peacock. Welcome, Helen.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here, Rachel.
Helen and I were just gushing right before I hit record because we are two badass mediums, psychic mediums, sharing the airwaves today. So, God, anything could happen. We're excited. Tell my listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay. So, yes, I'm a spiritual medium, and I've been doing this work professionally for about 8 years now. And I do in-persons, I do Zoom sessions. My favorite is events because I just love the vibration, the energy, the frequency in the room. And basically, I just channel. I don't really channel collectives. I don't do tarot cards, anything like that. It's just me and the loved ones in spirit. So basically that's basically it in a nutshell. I do a little bit of teachings, but I find that I teach while I am connecting with the loved ones.
Yeah, I do
feel
too.
I always say to my clients, the most important thing for me to know is that you know that when you leave my door today, that you can do what I do and your loved ones are going to be around you even more knocking on your door.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Because first of all, we all know how to do this. We all know how to be intuitive.
Yes.
Just have to remember.
Yep.
And loved ones are still with us. They just are not in their costumes anymore.
Nope. Not at all. And my favorite saying is love never ends. It's just different because it is.
Right.
Yep.
And where are you located?
I'm in a city called Burlington. I'm in Burlington, Ontario, Canada. So the best way to describe it for my American friends and other people around the world is that I am about 40 minutes from the city of Toronto, and I'm about 30 minutes from Niagara Falls. So I'm right smack in the middle between the two.
Oh, okay. That sounds beautiful. Is it a very spiritual place to live?
There are parts, just like everywhere else. We have our pockets.
Yeah. Well, you're going to see what you look for, right? So if you're looking for your tribe, you're going to find them if you set that intention.
And I just finished saying that to my client today, exactly the same thing, because she feels awfully alone in this. And I said, no, put it out there. You know, whatever you think about, you create. So this is the time. If you want to have a tribe and feel safe and speak about what you're going through, then this is the time to find your tribe. And then you will attract your tribe is what I'd rather say than looking for your tribe.
I would agree, because we attract what we put out there. So easier to attract than to look for.
Yeah.
Well, and I hear the angels say too, that when we put ourselves in the perspective of looking for something, filling a gap, we're coming from a place of lack. Mm-hmm. They have to work doubly to help us. Takes us double the amount of time. So just allow, we just have to allow good stuff to come to us and believe that we're worthy of that.
Absolutely. I'm a firm believer, you know, what you think is what you get. My favorite saying is, you are your own magic genie and your wish is your command.
Ooh, I love that.
Yep.
So rub
your belly. Rub that belly as if you're your own genie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there a time in your life where you didn't rub your own belly? Is there a time in your life where you felt like life was happening to you and you had to break out of it?
Yeah, I would have to say probably in my preteens, I felt like I didn't belong where I was. And I just felt the nudge that I had to take matters into my own hands. And I just took that leap of faith. I just jumped into a Greyhound bus and left the small city that I was living in to move to Toronto.
And wow.
And I was only 16. I just turned 16. And as soon as I made that move, magic started to happen for me. And I truly feel that I was guided as well. I really do.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Who guides you?
I strongly feel my loved ones in spirit. I do believe that we all have our own spirit guides. So I actually say I call upon the collective.
Yeah.
Whomever is there for me, whether it's source, whether it's my spirit guides, my higher self, my loved ones, I just do it as one big whole collective.
Yeah, I love that. Well, and it also keeps you open to helpers that we might not be able to define yet, or that we're not, aren't even on our radar. Like one day I was chatting with somebody and a freaking leprechaun came through. And I was like, I have the best life ever. Had I just said I only channel angels, I would not have allowed that beautiful creature, that beautiful being to come through, right? Sometimes we just have to say the collective and just be like, okay, I'm ready. Because there's nothing bad that can happen to us. There's no evil. It's just all good.
Yeah, I totally agree. And how magical would that be? A lucky leprechaun coming into your being. Like that is just, maybe
it was great. And it was somebody who was so new on their journey. I was like, do I say it? I'm like, yeah, I say it. It's not my job to censor. I say it all. But no matter what the message is, I say that shit because that's what people want. People are ready to hear the truth. And I tend to be a really positive person, kind of a Pollyanna, but I'll tell you what, when we get to sessions, if there's a message you got to hear, spirit's not holding back and I'm the mouthpiece. So it's going to come out. So here's this leprechaun coming in with this really meaningful message. And I'm like, okay, I got to tell this lady that there's a leprechaun here. And, you know, I just let it fly and it went pretty well. She was really excited about it. So I guess, I learned in that session too, not to judge people's or tried in my human heart and brain, figure out where people are on their journey. That's not my business as the helper. We just bring in the collective and share the messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's beautiful.
No censor.
I love that.
No censor, baby.
No censor, no filters.
They're no filter. And I think I told you this at some point. I work with my listeners will know this. I work with a group that call themselves Sarai, and they're mostly extraterrestrials. And I think I love that because if I were too narrow in my beliefs or who I channel, they wouldn't be able to come in. And I'm so excited about that weird shit.
How did you know, if you don't mind me asking?
For sure.
How did you know that that's the name Sarai? That's like as a collective. How did you come to that?
Well,
did you just come right out and say we are Sarai?
Yeah, or did they you- did because I've always worked with collective. I've always called them the collective. That feels really loving and correct for me. Leaves it open, like we talked about. And then I started to get visits and messages and downloads from the extraterrestrial realm. And they wanted it to be palatable to people. They didn't want to scare people. They wanted it to be known that they weren't the ETs from the movies that were going to harm us. There's no butt probing or anything.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yes.
Right. So they needed to find a way that they could be called by name. So, and they also wanted me to know when they were serving the collective. So they are part of the collective, but they were coming in as a new, I guess, layer, maybe. I don't know how to best explain it. So I wasn't really sure what to call them. And I was struggling with extraterrestrials. Sometimes they like ultra-terrestrials because they're high up on that angelic vibrational frequency. And they said one day, we want you to call us Sarai. And I was like, I've never heard that before. You have to spell it. So they spelled it for me. And I said, does it mean anything? And they said, no, it means something to us and you'll know when it's time, but don't try to translate it. And I did look it up because that's how my brain works and it means princess. And they said, nope, has nothing to do with us. They said it's mostly the vibrational frequency of our collective names. That's what we came up with. And I said, you mean like an acronym? And they said, okay, kind of. So we left it at that. Yeah, they call themselves
Sarai. For our listeners, can you spell Sarai for us?
Yes, S-A-R-A-I, Sarai.
S-A-R-A-I. Yeah. It's very pretty.
Isn't it? And they are
has a feminine energy.
Yes, and I wonder if that was on purpose too, because when they come through, they're always so gentle and they always want to know Is this feeling right? Do we need to share it a different way? They're so tender about how we need to hear things because they don't want to scare. Mm-hmm. So I believe that that feminine sounding name is intentional. I thought that too. I think it does sound feminine.
It does.
Even though they're not gendered.
No, they're not. What do they call that? That's not Omni. What is that?
Oh, that feels right though. I know where you're going with that. I like Omni because that makes my heart feel like we're bigger than gender. We are. Mm-hmm. We're complete. We're God.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely believe that too. My question is, do you have a message that jumps out that you remember? Do you remember receiving a specific message that really just gave you the chills? Like every ounce of your being just got so excited from a message.
Yeah, I remember like from Sarai or just from anybody?
From Sarai.
Oh, yeah, they told me that New Earth is around the corner. And I'd been doing New Earth work and I was like, tell me more. And so they said that the time has sped up. There's no more time. There's no more karma. And we are instantly manifesting and that New Earth is here now. Not even around the corner. New Earth is here now.
Thank you. Thank you for confirming that, especially when you said no more karma, because I got that too. And I thought, no, everyone thinks we need to come back. We need to come back. And I'm like, are you kidding me? We are so done. This is so old. It's so old. We're done with this.
We are done. We've evolved.
Yep. Yes, absolutely. How exciting. We chose to be here during these epic times, right?
Yes. And then people will say, well, what about the people who are still at war, the people that are hurting each other? And I asked Sarai about that and they said, that is part of the set. That is part of the dimension that is all, that's just part of the dimension. It's not evidence that we're not moving forward. You have to have something you're moving out of. You have to be able to see it and feel it and smell it to move out of it. Think of it more that way. Not that people will always be stuck, but people are moving forward. And you can, in love, say, well, this is where we're moving from, all of that lower vibrational frequency stuff.
Yeah.
So I'd say to our listeners, if you're hearing New Earth for the first time, don't worry about it. I don't like saying buzzwords that people don't know, but look up Dolores Cannon. One of my spirit guides is Dolores Cannon, and she talks about New Earth a lot. She'll do a good job for you. Look at her YouTube. Go down a rabbit hole. Pour yourself a nice cup of tea. New Earth.
I've read a couple of her books and I know exactly who she is.
Yeah.
Reminding us that we are multidimensional beings.
Yeah.
So definitely exciting times for sure.
Yes. Yes. Okay, Helen.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Tell me, let's see, what do I want to know from you? Oh gosh, so much. Oh, okay. I want to know. Have you noticed more spirit visually showing up for you lately? Not just in your mind's eye, but like in the room?
Not so much in my mind's eye, like you mentioned, but I can sense them. I'm hearing more. I am noticing that my connections, it's like the veil is totally getting thinner.
Yeah.
And even my dream states are very vivid.
Mm-hmm.
What about yourself on that one?
I would say the same. And I wonder if it's because you and I and a lot of us are intentional about keeping our vibe high. So we are better able to connect. Because sometimes I think there were times in my life when I was a kid, I connected really easily and then it just went away. Mm-hmm. And now it's back so powerfully. And you're right. It's like they're right there. If there even is a veil. Because maybe it's gone. Maybe it left like karma. Maybe it dissolved. You're right. It's like the communication is so clear. And when we go into our dream time, we're always seeing something that maybe before was our stress body working something out. And now it's not. Yeah. We're going into a parallel life or we're going into the future or something. We're traveling. So cool.
Well, I feel that we are from the future. And that we've come back here in this lifetime to help with the changes that are happening with the new earth, to help humanity to come together and create the change and just bring more spiritual awareness.
Whoa.
I believe that's my belief. I truly believe.
Say more.
Yep. Well, if you think about it, a lot of things that are happening now has already happened.
Yes.
If you believe that. So again, we are the warriors, spiritual warriors, coming here to help awaken. And it's not that we're here to change people, because I don't believe that. It's like everyone needs to process this and change on their own and evolve on their own. But it's nice to have seeds planted or have someone at least open that door to help them walk through that door. Does that make any sense?
It makes perfect sense. And it makes me feel like I want to say the word remembering again. We're back here to help each other remember. Like, hey, I see you.
Remembering who we are.
See you. I named our interview Helen the Goddess today because I was like,
I saw that.
I thought, how sweet is that?
The goddess.
We got to remember.
Which one? Helen of Troy? Yeah. And it's like, what is it that do I want to remember? What is it we're supposed to remember? Is to remember who our soul is, right? Who are we as an individual? And at this time right now, I truly believe that we're here to do our own inner shadow work, our own work, you know, shedding the old and making room for the new coming into our vessels. Truly believe that's what we're going through. We're doing that huge shift, you know, as a collective, as Mother Earth is doing right now, we're doing what she's doing. So I just wanted to share that with our listeners. So if they all was wondering if they're noticing any changes within their vessels, their bodies, or some may call it the meat suits.
The meat suit, right? Gross, but true. Yeah. The meat fart suit.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Do you think that, what are your thoughts about when someone works on themselves and they find true love in themselves? How does that affect the collective?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. It just takes one heartbeat. It takes one person just to make that difference. So imagine when a room full of people are meditating on the same thing, like bringing healing to a certain country, how powerful that is. It's just as powerful for one person to fall and drop into their own heart. And, you know, I do that sometimes in my own meditation, and I can, like, I drop into my heart and I just open it and I just push it out into the collective, knowingly or unknowingly, who's going to receive that from a place of love, from a place of forgiveness. And so, you know, it just, you think of a Christmas tree, even one Christmas light, and then imagine the all of them turned on.
That's a perfect visual.
Made sense there.
Yes,
I just was just shown that. I was just shown that, right?
So don't you love them? My gosh.
The one star on top of the tree, right? But then you have, you turn on the Christmas lights.
Yes.
So it's just like all that light, and that's what we are, beings of light. So imagine when we're doing our own work and our own healing and sending out love to all of humanity from one person or 20 people, 30 people. How powerful is that? Because we are such beautiful, powerful beings. But a lot of people don't believe that. They don't, they just think, oh, it's just me. And it's like, what do you mean just you?
Right.
You're just as important. You're just as important as, you know, the president or a celebrity, whatever. You are just as important, if not even more important.
I love that, Helen, because that's true. We all are equal. We all are important. We're all gods and goddesses. We're all reflection of creator. And this is where, you know, I go back into my, I know past other lifetimes. I use other lifetimes because all my lifetimes are happening all at once. I think a lot of ours are happening all at once. But I think about religious trauma where I was told I have to work to be worthy. And you have to work for God's love, that God's love has conditions. And that is just major bullshit. We are pure love. We are God. I think.
I totally resonate. You know, we are the spark of light. We have the light within us. We are all connected to source. That's whatever you want to call them, or she, whatever, right? Bigger and powerful, beautiful, just Yeah. Yeah. There's so many different words that you can call source. I just say source or God.
Yeah, I do too. Right. I say creator sometimes. Yeah. So it helps create, me where I'm active. Yeah, I like that.
Yep. Yep. So
you said something a minute ago that
the intention.
Yeah. Oh yes. If the intention is there, your strength is there.
Yes.
I heard you say something a minute ago that I want to ask you to explain. You said in your meditations, drop into your heart. The phrase drop into your heart. Could you, I know a lot of my listeners are working on their own meditation practices. Could you talk to us about what that means to you, dropping something into your heart? What does that look like? What do you mean by that?
When I say, I probably would like to say more closer to my higher heart, if that makes any sense. So it's dropping down. We automatically want to connect and drop into the ego. So in order for me to get away from my ego, I take my mind and visualize my energy going and dropping into my heart and just feeling and sensing that my heart is expanding and using breath work for that. Right. I just feel like, because I truly believe that in order to make a connection to our loved ones, to source, to the universe, whatever that may be, is definitely through breath work, because it's the first thing that we do when we enter this world. And it's the last thing that we do when we leave, is using my breath work and bringing me into my heart and just saying it. I am now dropping into my heart and just taking that energy and letting it expand out. And I visualize that. I use that in my visualization. I visualize it being pushed out, the energy being pushed out onto Mother Gaia and then expanding beyond, because the universe is limitless, right? So it's just, and then I push that energy out with all my love and thanking the collective for assisting us on every level. And in all the beings on the planet as well, and all the animals and the plants, it's just, again, dropping into my heart with my breath work. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. I feel like you explained that beautifully. That's a nice thought too, that we know how to breathe. We don't have to manage that. So what if our connection to our God self, our connection to the collective, what if it could be that easy as our inhale and exhale? We actually don't, like you said, you teach classes, I do too, but in truth, everybody knows what they're doing already. We just have to wake each other up, give each other these little love pings. Yep. Like, hey, I see you. Keep going with that. Don't be afraid. Mm-hmm. So what if, I always think that we're going to get to a point, or we are at a point, let's be truthful, we are at a point where we can communicate with spirit as easy as our breathing, as easy as blinking. Do you think we're getting to that too?
I do. I think more people are awakening to that possibility that, you know, there is an afterlife and that we do have that connection. You trust instead of doubting it.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just, and I just say, observe and be more aware of all your senses, because that's how they communicate, is through our senses. And a lot of people, here's one thing that I always like to say to my clients is like, are you looking for the signs from your loved ones, and are you receiving them? And they're like, yeah, I'm looking, but I'm not receiving. And I said, that's why you're not getting them. I said, because you're looking.
Yes.
Signs are not signs if you're sitting there looking.
Right. Allow.
The signs will drop into your experience when you least expect it. It's your inner knowing that will tell you that that's a connection. But if you're sitting there waiting and then you do get something, you're gonna second guess it and think you're making it up.
Yeah, you'll overmanage.
Oh yeah. And I think that's what most people do. So as soon as I put it out there and say, it's when you least expect it, that's when it will show up. And then it will feel more real and authentic, that it's an actual sign. That's my
It's mine too. I think a big part of our job is making it easy for people to understand.
Yes. And the more simple that you are, you know, you have to speak in the everyday language. And, you know, I find that most new age people just want to keep using certain, oh yeah, you just know the right ping words to use. And it's like, no,
but what
not
does that
every
mean?
Day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's, they don't want to hear woo-woo talk. Woo-woo is like, okay, sure, two mediums coming together, we can make that all woo-woo that we want. But to the everyday average person, they're not going to get that. And then it will just go over their head.
And don't you remember what it's like to be the average everyday person? I do. There was a time where I was like, I wouldn't have known what these words mean. So I'm not going to be exclusive when I use them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Totally.
Yeah. I want everyone to feel included and empowered. And I really, just like you said earlier, I want people to leave my office or leave my presence feeling seen and loved and empowered. Keep it going. And I like to say to people, you know, you don't need me. I'll help you as much as you want, but you don't need me.
Yeah. And I say that too, like, you think your loved ones, because that's the hardest part of my sessions, especially in-person sessions. But, you know, the hardest part of for me is knowing how they're feeling as they're walking out the door. They don't want to leave because then they think that's the end of it. They're going to have no more connections with their loved ones. I'm like, are you kidding me? I got enough shit going on here. I don't need your loved ones hanging around me.
Take them. Go, go.
Right? They're going home with you and they're going to be hanging around you even more. Right.
Yeah.
So once they hear that, they're like, really? I said, damn right. Yeah. Right. I just helped you walk through that portal. I just helped you walk through that door. Now the rest is up to you. I'm like a doctor that gives a prescription. And now it's up to you what you're going to do with it. With all whatever your loved ones suggested for you, or whatever I've given you as, you know, little skills and teachings, it's up to you now. What are you going to do with everything that has just been delivered for you?
Exactly. Don't let the sessions be episodes. Let them be, you know, touch points. Oh, I remember do that. Teaching. I love how you teach people.
Yeah. The other thing too is I say to my clients, you know, I do get a lot of repeat clients, but I tell them, don't reach out to me for another 8 months to a year, because I don't want to be your switchboard operator. Your connections are being made for you and your loved ones connecting with you, not through me, unless someone else passes. Okay. That's a bit different. Or if they're just discovering their spiritual journey and they just want to learn more, then by all means, reach out to me. But if you just say, you wake up one day, oh, I feel like talking to dad. No, it's only been a month, but yeah, I want to talk to dad. Let's call Helen. I do not encourage that.
Same.
None whatsoever.
Same.
You know, as much as I could easily take their money, no, that's not what I'm about at all. You know, because there are medium junkies out there. They just go from medium to medium to medium. And it's like, don't you want to have your own connection?
I felt that.
Why don't you pick up the phone? You pick up the phone and make the connection.
I really felt that when I work at metaphysical fairs, which I really don't do anymore because they exhaust me. But I totally realized. People would sit down with me and I realized, oh, they were just at the other table and they're just going from place to place to connect and hear what they want to hear. And okay, that's where they are. But I just want to hold them and say, you can do this. Go outside in the sunshine, connect, go in your easy, go in your recliner where you feel safe. Get yourself something to drink. Just be with spirit. You can do this. Because you're right. I mean, we're not here. We're not charlatans. We could take people's money, but we wouldn't. We would never do that. We're helpers. We're teachers. I'm glad you said that.
Yep.
I love that.
I truly believe we're here to help assist. And how do you feel it when people say, oh, your gifts, I wish I had your gifts. And I don't even like that, because I don't look at it as a gift. I look at it as a tool.
Yes.
You know, I've enhanced my teachings. I've tapped into it and I've really honed it in and I've studied it and I've been to all kinds of mediums all around the world so that I can learn how to use it more, you know, because that's why I keep saying that everybody can do what we do. So maybe some, you know, we can tap into it more stronger than others.
Well, I mean,
and maybe
you and I, we do, this is all we do. So, I mean, there is some part of that. There is some part to that, I think, where we don't do it better. We don't do it. Everybody can do this. And also, Helen, you do this all day. I do this all day. So we have really developed our, I'm not going to say gift because I'm with you. It's a part of us. Yeah. But I could also do the same thing if I wanted to become a concert pianist. I have musical ability in me that I was born with. I could figure out a way to do that. I don't see myself as magical or different.
Yes.
When people say that to me, I feel like I go into humble mode, but it's on purpose because I want them to know that I'm no different than them. I'm a jerk. I have dirty laundry piled in my house.
I'm human.
I'm human.
Yes.
And this can be yours too. And even though you and I do this as our gig, this is what we do. This is our vocation. This is our call. Anybody could do this, even if you have found that your life works best if you have a paycheck job during the day and that's your agreement. You still can fit in time. Every moment, you can be just as spiritual as me or Helen, because we've decided that that's not something we're adding. It is who we are. Everything is through the lens of being authentic and spiritual as that definition evolves for us. So we're not turning it on and off and deciding when to practice, even though we make our own classes and develop in our way, but it's who we are all the time. And I really think anybody can do that. Even if we're in one of those times in your life, where you're like, well, I got to take a flipping burgers job. Okay, so be it. You be the most angelic flipping burgers person ever. Yeah. You don't have to turn off your spirit body. I don't know. But what do you think about that? Does that feel right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it's not like you know, some people want to put you on a pedestal and think, oh, you're so, you know, connected to God and, you know, everything about you is all good. And I'm like, fuck that. I swear to you, I drink,
No.
I'm an everyday person just like you. I just happen to love what I do. And when my clients walk out the door and they're hugging me and they're thanking me and so grateful, that's what makes me feel good. That they know that they're walking out my door with, whether that's validation or closure or peace, whatever that may be that they need. That's why I keep doing what I do, is that.
Yeah. Yep. Well, and I'm thrilled that we have incarnated into a time and place where we're no longer persecuted for our gifts. Nobody's going to hurt us.
And then some.
That's nice. I mean, I still have members of my close circle that we may not talk openly about this, but I do feel supported because they're on their own journey. Mm-hmm. But you know, at this point, I've really been candid with spirit about who I want in my atmosphere. And I only want support. Mm-hmm. I only want goodness. And I used to think, well, I can't control that. I can't control other people. True, people have their own free will, but I'm in charge of my atmosphere. And so I've said daily, I only want joy. I only want peace. Mm-hmm. Actually, I dump joy a lot because I find that's fleeting for me. I call in peace. That's what I do. And then it's allowed me to construct a life where I can be myself all the time, whether that is my spiritual side or my depends on when you catch me.
But I love that it's always the other side. I didn't catch that. What's the other side?
Your spiritual side or asshole side?
Hey, I knew I had to ask that one again. Asshole side. Yeah,
we've all got it.
Or the bitchy side.
Yeah, and people see us in a session and they think, "Wow, she's the most spiritual person I know." I'm like, "No, you are." Yeah. Okay, so I know people are going to want to get a hold of you for a session. So give us your details, website and all that good stuff.
Well, it's very easy. It's my name, helenpeacock.ca. And if you do wish to follow, then you'll see all that on my website. And the name of my podcast, and I'm a newbie, so I'm putting that out there. So I just really want to thank Rachel for inviting me on. Because I was looking for guest speakers as well and having a conversation. So you can find me on Spirit Chat on the same platform as Rachel's. So
that's big news. Mind, Body, Spirit FM. You're one of the new podcasters there. That's huge.
Well, I was really excited when they took me on, and especially, you know, with Diane being connected to Hay House. And I've heard her voice a couple times. Like, she has the voice for spirituality, but just even actually just listening to her voice, I'm like, wow, she has that like DJ voice for it. But again, it's, I'm so new to this and I'm excited about it. And I'm always trying to look for different things. And I'm pretty sure you probably are the same way as well. So I'm just, again, excited that you invited me onto your show.
Well, thanks for saying yes.
My show.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, how could I say no?
Well, you could have. I'm glad you didn't, because this is great. And I love to spend time with other mediums because we don't get to do that very often. Do you? No, I don't get to.
Well, that's what I mentioned at the beginning is having our woo-woo chat with other mediums. So who we get each other.
Feels great.
Yeah, it totally does. It totally does.
Freak flag flying.
Yeah, you could say that. You could say that. Is it the white flag? I surrender.
Most days it should be for me. Yes, I surrender.
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, that's what we're actually doing that when we do the work is we're surrendering to spirit. Right?
Yes, we are.
It's like we're letting ourselves, you know, be vulnerable and allowing spirit to connect in with us. That's my favorite saying is I allow spirit to blend in with me so I could feel the true essence of who they are, right? Because the essence still stays the same. It's just, again, it's just the body, the vessel that changes, it dies basically. But yeah, totally. That's where I'm at.
Beautiful. Okay, people. So helenpeacock.ca, correct?
Yes.
And
we can do Zoom sessions again. If you're in my hood, my neighborhood, definitely in-person sessions, event sessions. I haven't been doing a lot of teachings. I'm just being honest and putting that out there. Haven't been doing that. I've just been focusing more on my work, and I am part of a humanitarian project, but that's a whole different can of worms. We're not even going to entertain that right now. So it's just
we're always up to something. Yeah, we're always up to something, aren't we? Yeah,
all the time. We're creatures of habits of change, always wanting change.
Thank God for that. Yeah.
So
wonderful.
And for my viewers, Rachel, can you give your contact?
Yeah,
info?
Sure. You can find me, of course. You can listen to Angel Talk on Mind Body Spirit FM or any platforms where you get your podcasts. If you're listening, you've probably found it already. I'm laughing at myself. On my website.
That's good.
Silly. My website is rachelcorpus.com. And my last name is Corpus, like Corpus Christi. So yes, rachelcorpus.com. And then I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator. And I do a lot of Zoom for my clients all around the world. And then if you're in the Des Moines, Iowa area, or drivable to that, in person is wonderful. And I do some phone, but I really like to see people. So I prefer Zoom or person. I really love to see people. And teach classes quite a bit. And I have some events coming up. And I wanted to say, I know for my listeners, some of you are local to me. On February 4th, I'm doing a live show in Albia, Iowa, where I grew up. I'm going back to talk about what it was like to grow up a psychic child in a very haunted theater that my parents owned.
Ooh. Wow.
So yeah, check that out, everybody, rachelcorpus.com. And the ticket link is there. And there's new classes posted. And of course, you can request a session. With me and Helen, you may have to wait a little bit for a session. Don't worry about it. It's worth the wait. Spirit has timing in check. So you just go with the flow. Just reach out and get with us. And yeah, we'll get you scheduled. But if you think it's going to be like Tuesday when you get in with us, Spirit may have other plans for you because you've got a lot of awesome stuff to do before you see us. So it's worth the wait.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. I'm going to use that.
Because you're booked down really a little bit too, aren't you, Helen?
I'm pretty much, but am I allowed to do a little plug too?
Oh, please. Yes. Whatever you want.
Yes. So I have a big event coming February 18th, and it's in St. Catharines, which is just outside Niagara Falls. And it's called Rockwood Vineyards. So it's a buffet dinner. and it's from 6 to 10, and I come on at 8 till 10. So I'm like the dessert.
Nice. So, oh, you yeah. are the dessert. That is and perfection.
Yeah, so that's Rockwood Vineyards in St. Catharines, February 18th. So there's a link right on my website. So if you just go under events, you'll find me there. So I just want to thank you, Rachel. Wow. Amazing, amazing conversation. I loved it. And hopefully we can do this again.
Oh, please.
Months down the road, perhaps.
Yeah, I would love that. I would love that. Well, for my listeners, I'm going to sign off. I want you to hear that you are loved. I love you. Thank you, Helen. And we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with Rachel Corpus. To learn more or to contact Rachel, visit rachelcorpus.com.
I'm Victoria Moran. Since we launched the Main Street Vegan podcast back in 2012, lots more people have discovered the way that moving in a vegan direction can infuse our lives with vitality, spirituality, and compassion. My guests are experts on every aspect of making this work in your real life and our real world. Join us for Main Street Vegan here on mindbodyspirit.fm.